from KQED.
The thousands of private contractors CAL FIRE and the U.S. Forest Service rely on to help battle large wildfires every year don't have some basic job protections. During last September's massive Sabranos fire near Big Sur, a bulldozer operator was killed and a water tender driver was seriously injured. As KQED first reported, the companies both men worked for did not have workers' compensation insurance. For the water tender driver, that's made it difficult for him to pay his medical bills. And for the family of the dozer operator, life's been very hard. KQED's Ted Goldberg reports.
Early in the morning on July 27th, with her two young daughters asleep on the couch, Morgan Kemple heard a knock on the door at her home near Fresno. It was CAL FIRE.
And that's when they told me there was an accident and that Robert wasn't okay.
Robert was 35-year-old Robert Reagan, the father of their two kids. Days earlier, he had pulled out of the family's driveway and headed to Monterey County just after the Sabranos fire ignited and spread rapidly.
And I immediately went to, you know, let's go. I'll get the kids right now. Let's go. And he said, no, he's dead.
Reagan was working for a private contractor. The bulldozer he was operating tipped over and down a steep embankment in the middle of the night and crushed him to death.
They told me that the bulldozer had rolled. It was probably midday when I learned that he was still trapped underneath the dozer.
Kemple and her kids lost a husband and a father.
He was devoted to me and these kids. Everything he did was for us.
They also lost a breadwinner. The company he was working for at the time did not have workers' comp coverage, even though CAL FIRE requires it. That insurance provides hundreds of thousands of dollars to spouses and children of employees killed in work-related incidents. Without it, Kemple has relied on friends and family and an online fundraising effort to get by. Money from it even went to pay for the dresses her daughters wore at Reagan's service. Kemple says contractors like her late husband should have more protection in the future. She says CAL FIRE should make sure the companies they rely on have current workers' comp policies.
There should be something set in place for that. Did you never know what's going to happen? There was no safeguards.
Reagan's death prompted investigations by CAL FIRE, Cal OSHA, and the Contractor State License Board. Recently, the Monterey County District Attorney's Office filed criminal charges against the company Reagan worked for. Kemple and her daughter have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against CAL FIRE, which is not commenting on the legal case. I'm Ted Goldberg, KQED News.
More news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.